This is the Axel Eagles Locker Room Chats here on 92.1 KMZA. Mike Smith now joined by girls head coach Brian Rowninghouse. Coach, you fell to Wetmore and Blue Valley in your last couple of contests to finish the regular season 2-16. I know finishing the regular season with a couple more wins would have been an ideal situation for you, but what can you still take away from those last two games to help you prepare for a sub-state coming up?
Well, looking at last night's game against Blue Valley, I felt that we played a all-around solid game. I've said before in anticipation of this game that Blue Valley is a quality team. We certainly knew that coming in. Their record doesn't probably tell the story of how good of a team they are, because if you look at the scores of the teams they played, they've lost a lot of league games by just a handful of points, and the TVL is certainly a competitive league, so that we knew they were a competent team, and to play as well as we did last night going into the postseason was very important to me, because two games in particular, two or three games preceding that, were a challenge for us. When you're playing Washington and then Wetmore, the two high-seeded teams in the league back-to-back, it was nice to come out and play a more competitive game. Going back to Wetmore, that was an important game to us. We know Wetmore has some good athletes and has earned their position atop the TVL with quality play. The one aspect of that game that I was probably most frustrated with, and both that game and the preceding game, was rebounding, and once again we got we were out rebounded by a sizable margin, which is one thing that I have a low tolerance for, because I know we have the ability to do it. It's just a matter of sometimes effort and positioning, and that's been a focus. Last night we didn't win that stat category, but it was very close. It's particularly important to look at offensive boards. My stats show that they only had six offensive boards, which means we were doing our job on the defensive glass, which is reassuring. You know, just continue to get better on defense, better on rebounding, all those things. But going into playoffs, it was nice to come out, even though they beat us by a sizable margin, play a much better game than I thought we had the previous two or three games.
We've got Substate coming up next week. It looks like you'll be taking on St. Xavier in that contest. What's maybe the focus for your squad to prepare? I know, obviously, you've been talking about rebounds all throughout the season here. Maybe is that something you're going to practice on with the some practice before Substate?
Yeah, absolutely. Several stat categories we try to focus on. Rebounding is particularly, we want to control those. We want to win those fields that we have the most control over. The one variable of the game that we have the most control over, because it's, in my opinion, just a reflection of effort and positioning, and that is rebounding. Turnovers is another one, and fouls is a third one. If we can win those categories and take quality shots, take balanced shots, then we can be competitive against any team in the league. And we know, you know, St. Xavier has two wins. I've got a little bit of information on them, but not enough to talk specifically about strategy yet, or look forward to the opportunity to go out and play our best game possible that we can play at this point in the season and maintain that trend as long as we're able to.
Well, Coach, this is our last locker room chat of the year. Just want to say special thanks to you for taking the time to chat Axel Eagle basketball with me here on 92.1 KMZA. It's been a pleasure to talk basketball with you every week throughout the season, and good luck in Substate.
Well, thank you, Mike, and we certainly appreciate all the work that you do at KMZA and KNZA, and just appreciate the coverage that we get and the publicity that the schools and local businesses get through your radio station.
Well, thank you very much. That was Axel Eagles girls head coach right there, Brian Rowninghouse. Joining me after the break will be boys head coach Lucas Dollinghouse.